And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There will be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you on the mighty voice of WWCR around the world. It's the jewel of the South for transmission of shortwave Christian radio. Glad to have you. Welcome in here. We got a great program lined up for you tonight. Tonight, in the series that we have begun, tonight is the special part of the series that I know you're going to enjoy. You must call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air tonight, and we are going to get right into the message. So grab your Bibles. And we're going into some astounding, controversial, again, message from the Bible. And tonight's message is the star gods of the fifth dimension. We're going to talk about a feline exclusively here on the Shepherd's Call that not many preachers will dare to get into. We're going where they won't dare to go. We're going where angels have tried to forbid the revelation of this message. Why? Because it's in their own interest to keep the people ignorant and dumbed down to the true identity of those that are called the sons of Yah. In this case, we're going to look in the scriptures and begin right where the Bible would tell us to begin. We're going to go to the book of Luke, and we're going to look into a very, very, very interesting scripture that would indicate from the book of Luke. We're going to start in chapter 3, by the way. Let's go there, if you will, into Luke chapter 3, and we're going to read the 38th verse. And the sun, now we're going to talk about the genealogy, the downline, if you will, of the star gods. Might surprise you that God himself, Yahweh, in a flesh body, came into the world as the offspring of the Creator. And all Christians that believe in the nativity, the immaculate conception at birth in this season, especially where they celebrate the birthday of Jesus, we've done proved that it wasn't in December the 25th in the time period that the Greek church has given us. This is the pagan day of the ritual worship of the ancient sun god, Ra. Now, we're going to discover that there is a star seed among us. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to surprise you. It did not start with the birth of the Messiah. The Messiah is only one in a series, according to the Bible, that could be considered a star seed. In other words, born not of the blood of man. This is an amazing accusation that Pastor Buddy would dare make in the presence of his peers, those listening that have knowledge in Scripture. But if it's on the track of truth, Pastor Buddy has no fear of being reprimanded or called on the carpet or taken to task by the peers. Why? Because truth will stand. And it is written in the gospel, if you will, the truth, rightly divided, not added or taken from. You see, most of the preachers want to take from and add the tradition of the elders and their own tradition to make up a fantasy story about the birth of the Messiah. We're going to start here in Luke. And the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. And we're going to go right to the meat of the subject. Now, this message is a meat eater's delight, but a milk drinker's nightmare. Because those that are unskillful in the word are going to get lost. And if you are a milk drinker, you're going to be more confused at the end of the message than you were at the beginning, simply because this is going to get so deep in the meat realm of the fifth dimension star god series. I want to prove to you that Adam was the offspring of Yahweh, and that Adam's seed was a preserved special seed, not born of the will or the blood of man. Now we find in the scriptures where we left off last week, we found in the gospel, chapter 1, verse 13. But as many as received him, I want you to receive this message tonight. If you receive me, a prophet, in the name of a prophet, you receive him that sent me. If you reject me, you reject him. So the gospel, line upon line and precept upon precept, must be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. We're going to prove tonight the bloodline of the star gods. That they had no blood, listen to this now, no blood of man. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. Not the children of man, but the children of God. To those who believe in his name. His name is a trigger mechanism of a pure induction into the ritual process of the kingdom for understanding. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Since you reject knowledge, he's going to reject you. But if you will accept knowledge as it comes, and folks, tonight, this is a double portion of meat to lay on your table and put in your plate. So bear with the truth. Do not let the truth astound you, because it's become strange to the ears of the uncircumcised. Those who have sat in the bell boxes and been indoctrinated with tradition and rituals, pagan at that, and have no understanding of the bloodline or the genealogy or the purpose or the intention or the reasoning that the Father had from the very beginning when he himself declared that Adam was his son. Adam was, according to Luke chapter 3, verse 38, Luke 3:38, that Adam was the offspring of Yahweh. Now, we're going to see if Yahweh himself intervened. Now, remember, we're talking about star gods or star kings in this reference because God is a pagan generic term, and I will use star king instead of star gods because of the pagan word God in the Bible, which is defaming the reasoning because it was put in there to dishonor. If you spell it backwards or look at it in Hebrew terms, generically as it is put in here by these pagan haters of the word, as they have changed the truth into lie to worship the creature rather than the creator. So I'm going to give you a creator, downline, offspring, proven into even the Messiah, who was a son of David. We're going to get in David's genealogy. You don't want to miss one word of what I got to tell you. Now, I want you to get your Bibles, mark the scripture that I just gave you, Luke chapter 3, verse 38. But I would particularly, while you're there, save yourself some time having to go back, because I will be reading out of the series, maybe in part two, of the bloodline of the Star Kings. The son of Maria, the son of Menan, the son of Matthiah, the son of Nathan, the son of David. Now here is a direct obstacle to the book of Matthew's genealogy downline, as they list Solomon here as the descendant series of blood that Christ would be attributed to come through. And we know in 1 Kings chapter 11 that Solomon was dishonored for his adulterous, fornicating ways with strange women. Now, would Christ come through an adulterated bloodline? Or does someone purposely put this bloodline in there to deceive the very elect? We opt for the latter, that they have purposely included this generic bloodline, that Christ would come through a polluted, fornicated seed or bloodline. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the fallen angel's objective, to convince you that there is no such thing as a star god or star gods or star kings in this series that we're doing for your information. There is a bloodline of star kings. We're going to start with Adam, and we're going to go through the Bible in genealogy fashion, searching for the elusive truth that has been hidden for generations. In the last days, the Almighty Yahweh has anointed the mouth of his prophets to come forth from the tribe of Joseph and to enlighten and to engage in controversial revelations that you may return back to the old path, as you see an asteroid, and walk in and find rest for your soul. So this message is to, as I said, the meat eaters who have seasoned and able to discern in the process of time through the maze and the confusion and the elders or the scribes. Beware of them, ladies and gentlemen. I've warned you many times that the scribes have purposely injected certain words into the Bible, changing certain texts, altering certain genealogies, and placing into the genealogy downline certain aspects of Scripture that should not be there. And so, therefore, we're warned not to trust too much in genealogy, but rightly divided into genealogy, we can see the pattern of the star kings as they come descending down into the bloodline, even to the time of Christ. Now, we're going to go to the last book of the book of Revelations and start, and we're going to come back to the book of Revelations and prove to you exactly what the meaning of the root and the offspring of the bloodline of David actually means, as we look for the star kings and their offspring as we go down through the Bible. Now, remember, Nathan was in the bloodline of the Messiah, not Solomon. Or if you take the book of Matthew and the bloodline as it goes down through into the scriptures, as it tries to include, if you will, the bloodline of Solomon. Now, there is a direct conflict here in the scriptures. Now, let's see why that they would have the bloodline of Solomon in the downline of this star king, if you will, someone that was born without the blood of man. How can you call Christ the son of David when Joseph, the Bible says in the book of Luke, Joseph, as was supposed to be his father, had nothing to do with his conception or his birth or his actual coming into being. Joseph and the bloodline, which was a direct reference back to the bloodline of David, as they called him, the son of David. Many references. I looked up the scriptures, and there is a ton of scriptures on the bloodline reference of Christ to David. But was there an actual flesh genealogy bloodline that would attribute the cause of the Messiah coming into the world? And the answer to that absolutely is no, there was not. There was a genealogy downline to show you that the star king conceptions of others, other saviors, other messiahs, if you will, that came before the last messiah 2,000 years ago, as he was born of a virgin Mary, Miriam in the Hebrew, and from her womb came forth he who was to be the beginning of the opening of the door to many sons of Yah, as they come into being, being birthed from the beginning of the foundation of the world with their names on the Lamb book, having nothing to do with being born again. Of this mistranslation in John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 and 4. And so then, there is no reference that you must be born again. You've got to be born from above. Now, this star seed Melchizedek bloodline is what we're going to talk about. So then, in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, we begin to see how that David, in the sixth verse, and Jesse begot David the king. Now, I want to talk about Jesse in the next 2 hours of our presentation on star seed or star king bloodline, the genealogy downline. Here we have that Christ came through the bloodline of Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. And we're going to look at his bloodline. You're going to be surprised that Jesse was not a Judite. Now, we're challenging anybody with $5,000 reward, and we don't like to offer these. This is almost insulting to the integrity or the knowledge of those who can eat meat. But it's such a distortion of truth in the last days, believing the tradition of those who have changed the truth into a lie and made Christ a Jew rather than the true bloodline that he was from. So that's why that we are calling our series here the bloodline of the star kings. Remember, man had nothing to do. It was not the will of man or the blood of man that had anything to do with the conception of these people. I'm going to tell you tonight, you're going to be surprised at those who have conception by Yahweh. To these various women that have been included in the genealogy downline. Yahweh himself being the father of the offspring rather than those who you might think. We're going to look in this, and that's why we call the series, as I say, we're going to call it the Star Kings from the Fifth Dimension. Now, our Heavenly Father alone dwells, according to 1 Timothy 6:15, in a place, a region, where that no man has ever gone to, and no man can approach. It's a light dimensional dimension, where only those who are born of the light, I am the light that cometh into the world, now go away, and now you are the light. So we inherit a bloodline, a Star King, appreciation from those who gave us the authorization to become the sons of Yah, even to them that believe on his name. Now, you don't have any false name. You don't have more than one name. You don't have all these names that are given from the Babylon pagan scribe, Pharisee, applications as they have dumbed us down into the dumb sheep mode. But listen, folks, it is time that in the last days the Father will deliberately, purposely, prophetically send those who have access to truth. And of course, and when the man called the Christ, when he came, he himself was the author of controversial doctrine. They were astounded at his doctrine. When he was down there, 12 years old, in the temple, taking to task the scribes and the Pharisees who had changed certain texts, and he called them, and they were amazed that he knew these things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why would we offer a reward for anybody to prove that Jesus is a Jew, when actually, in reality, he never was, according to the Bible? He was a Hebrew from the descent or the blessed birthright tribe of Joseph, the birthright son. We're going to prove that. Otherwise, the law has no meaning, purpose, or validity, as it itself states for its own purposes and reason that Yahweh knew from the foundation of the world who would be called, chosen, and placed as the birthright son of the star seed offspring. Joseph was an unusual man. He was the 11th son from the issue of the blood of Jacob. Jacob was an unusual man. He saw, communed, and wrote prophecies from the Star Kings in the Bible, many places where, in the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis, where we left off last week, we showed you in verse 22 through 24 that Joseph would be the chosen birthright son, and that from him would come, according to verse 24 of Genesis 49, from him would come the chief shepherd. Now, he was going to be born in a land, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, as we indicated to you, that he would be born not in Bethlehem, Judea, as the lying tomb of the scribes have indicated to you in Matthew chapter 2, where they misquoted the prophet. We're going to look at that word. We're going to look it up in the Strong's and see if Ephratah is actually referring to the bloodline of Judah or a place in Judah. It's not. Amazingly, we're going to prove to you, and by your own ability to look into the Strong's concordance, you can find out that this has been deliberately altered by the scribes to give credence that the birthright son would come out of the loins of Judah rather than out of the loins of Joseph. I have told you many times that the tithing of Joseph far matches much better the type of character that the Messiah had. And remember, Joseph told the other brothers, 10 of them to be exact, when he was addressing them, he told them of a dream. And in this dream, he saw in his life the position of the chief birthright son, and from his issue would come the Messiah. This is exactly what made the other sons who felt that they should have been chosen as birthright because of their elderness compared to Joseph. Joseph was the 11th son. Benjamin, his younger brother, at this time under the tutelage of Jacob, kept him as a substitute to pass the birthright on in case Joseph was proven legally dead. Well, we know that that didn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. We know it was a plan and thought by the other brothers to remove the birthright son from the family heritage that he never inherited, the promise made to him by the covenant of Yahweh. You think Yahweh is going to be denied his covenant privileges that he's spoken? Do you believe that one word or one jot or one tittle could fail from the covenant law that the Messiah would come from the birthright son rather than from the scepter son? Did you know that the book of Genesis chapter 49 says and indicates to you that the scepter is Seth? Not the birthright. Remember, the birthright didn't depart from Judah because Judah never had it. But the scepter that he claimed, the Bible said, because he ruled over his brothers. He exercised his strength of numbers over the other sons, and this is indicated throughout the book of Genesis in places, and especially out of the book of the other prophets who wrote, matter of fact, out of the books that are written, that gives evidence that Judah ruled over his brothers through sheer strength that I indicated to you. How that he did, as it is indicated in the book of Jasher and in the book of Jubilees. You must get those to see exactly what the other books say about the war between the house of Joseph, known as the house of Ephraim now, and the house of Judah, and why this jealousy and war rage, and over what issue. The issue, ladies and gentlemen, to be simply frank with you tonight, was over the battle of the birthright supremacy and who would rule in the house of Israel. Now, my question to you, do you believe that Christ would give the birthright to someone who was not deserving and break his own law? Of course not. Why then did he say in Genesis 49:10 that when the Messiah finally made his appearance, that the scepter itself would depart from Judah? Now, let me repeat that for you meat eaters and put this on your table. Cut it up and chew a while on this revelation. The scepter of Genesis 49 will depart from the house of Judah because it, you see, the birthright and the scepter should be held in the hand of the birthright possessor. Well, we know even when Christ come, he was hated by the same one that hated Joseph. It is a direct metaphor, if you will, a perfect analogy of the battle of the star gods as they tried to keep the bloodline pure, and Satan and his demonic angels and their downline bloodline. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan has a bloodline, the demonic angels. Satan literally means opposer. So whatever Yahweh had in truth line of the star kings, Satan had a plan through the other star kings. Now let's identify the two types here before we go any further. There is star kings risen and star kings fallen. Now let me repeat that for you that are taking notes tonight. Write this down. There are star kings risen. In other words, a bloodline that is still above reproach. A bloodline is still protected. A bloodline that has survived generations of attempts to adulterate it or to fornicate it or to destroy it altogether through the mixing and the mingling of what we call the mongrelizing of the seed. The fallen angels, knowing that if a true purposed prophetic bloodline survived without any corruption, that this bloodline would be found worthy to enter and to inherit the promises that were given to those who to whom it was given to. And Satan, knowing exactly whom to whom it was given, has waged a continuous war upon the righteous seed of the Star Kings. Now let's go back to the book of Genesis, the chapter 1 and 2. We find that Adam was not on the scene when all of these happenings of Genesis chapter 1, particularly verse 26 and 27, we know that all of these other seeds were made, and yet there was not an Adam, an earthly being. Now, this earthly being, Adam, was not in, let me repeat this, take a note, because we're going to places where meat eaters only can go. We're going to let you see what only meat eaters can see, and blessed are your eyes and blessed are your ears if you're a meat eater, and that you are knowledgeable in the Word, and you know when a preacher anointed is bringing the revelation of truth without having to stutter or alter or mess around with your intelligence. The ones I teach will have to be meat eaters. I am not giving out any information for those who are milk drinkers. This would offend you greatly if you don't have the ability to eat on the meat that I'm dishing out to you tonight. Adam was the offspring of Yahweh. Now, Satan, being jealous, envious, and determined to place his seed. Now, when I say Satan, I'm talking about an angel, an angelic being. And for those of you that deny that they are angelic beings, you just don't know anything about the Bible. If you think we're alone in this universe, you need to think again. If you think that the Satan and his angels are not going to appear in living person, they are going to be exposed from the fourth dimension when we have what we call a shift of the dimensional vibrations. When Satan is shook out of the heavens and removed, and the last place that he has to walk is the place that he brought the original sin, when he and his other cohorts, the other angels, fail through transgression by mixing or mingling their seed, unauthorized, by the way, of Yahweh, because he had given the law to the angel that they should not marry or intervene or interfere in the relationship of these dimensional beings, which are a little lower than angels. And so when they defy the command to take wives of Genesis chapter 6, and this is exactly what was being done, these fallen star gods, ladies and gentlemen, they will return to earth. As they returned in Genesis 6 from the heavens, they came down and they walked among men. They will, in this last generation, take this as a prophetic prophecy from Pastor Buddy tonight on the Shepherd's Call exclusively. You'll hear this revelation that the fallen star gods will come back to planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, when they return, they will take up just exactly in their experimental attempt to breed out the curse that was placed upon them by Almighty Yahweh and enforced by Michael and his other angels that remain loyal to the high command of the Star Kings. Yahweh himself began to build a Star King genetic bloodline in the earth. Now, we're going to go from Adam, not to Abel or Cain. Abel and Cain is not in the genealogy downline of Adam. I've told you that before. Few meat eaters know where that goes to. It goes to not a single seed, everything coming from Adam, which is a false gospel, and I curse the mouth of the lying prophets that speak this lie among the sheep and cause them to believe a lie to be damned. The single seed line theory is nothing but satanic influence and is being perpetrated and encouraged across the land through false prophecies of false prophets as they advocate the single semen, that everything came from Adam. A lie of the devil. And those that work for him are lovers of filthy lucre, like Judah was when he sold Joseph out into bondage and slavery. And that's exactly what the devil would do through you if you turn your understanding over to the devil to believe these lying prophets like foxes on the desert as they howl and bark for filthy lucre rather than for the truth of the living word of the Shekinah as it comes in revelation form. Satan got a seed through Eve. This offspring was satanic. Everybody thinks that Cain can be saved. Anybody that believes that the gospel is not his to them, it's lost, is ignorant and unlearned. I'm going to repeat that for the sake of those who think that Cain and his offspring from these fallen star gods can go back to heaven. That's the biggest lie that the devil ever told, and it's the lie that has deceived the very elect. Satan will not inherit with his bloodline. Your father's a devil, and the works of your father you will do. He was a liar from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. He was a murderer, and no murderer. Ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about the murder, I'm talking about the extreme depth and comprehension of dimensional aspect of a seed line of genetics that formed before the leading of the garden into a third-dimensional existence where man has continually had to struggle between the carnal mind that he's given through Satan, or the evil one, or the opposer, made it the nature of the flesh man to oppose that which is good. But the Bible says the carnal mind is enmity. It is not subject to the spiritual mind, and the spiritual mind is what we must go back to, and yet what a burden it is to preach the Spirit, because the Spirit is truth, and nobody today wants truth. Well, I get so many cards and letters from the ignorant, the unlearned, the unappreciative of truth, because it spoils their little vacation, as they said in the bell boxes. They're bound and determined to stay dumb forever and to swallow the lies of the Pharisaical scribes of deception as they spew their rotten doctrine out in the land. And oh, how it's accepted on December the 25th. Just one example of the bloodline of deception. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to a scripture in the Bible that may astound you as we look at the genealogy downline of the star gods. Now, we know that Satan continuously tried to corrupt or to fornicate or to miscegenate or to adulterate the bloodline of these star gods. Let's look at who Adam was. He was a star god. He was the seed offspring of Yah. He was the son of Yah. Now, from him, we begin with Seth. Remember I said that Cain or Abel, neither one. Remember, Cain killed Abel. This Abel was a star god, offspring of Yahweh, from the interior of the garden, not the exterior. And remember, Satan was a murderer from the very beginning, so it was announced that Christ would have to die. In other words, the continuous bloodline of the royal seed of these star gods would have to continuously build their life until the appointed time when one would have power to lay it down and take it up. And from that he would gather many of the star gods, or the sons of God, them that believe on the true name, not the false name, not the filthy lucre. It pays to preach these false names, ladies and gentlemen, I know. I've been a minister in the business for over 50 years, so I should know. I came up through the ranks. I evolved. I've been in many false pits of tradition. I clawed, I prayed, I fasted. I reached for the heavens. I sought the revelation of the star kings. And I was found graciously and given this precious knowledge in my heart and in my mind, as I had fasted for many long days, cried out literally so weak I could not walk, laying by the rivers, in the caves, here in the mountains of East Tennessee, just to make my soul by the skin of my teeth worthy to be found in the presence of the Creator. And you're going to say, well done. If I make it to heaven, it'll be by the grace and the mercy and by the skin of my teeth. Nothing good I did, something good he did. And he said, buddy, if you preach the truth that I'm going to revelate to you, you shall be hated and despised and cast out of many of the synagogues across the land. Because you will bring an eruptive, disruptive truth and revelation, and it will start more arguments. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I can ask one question in a congregation of the bell boxes, as I call them, those who worship Baal, those who think that they're doing God a service when they persecute you and when they would actually kill you for his name's sake. They don't know his name. They're so involved in the milk of the traditionists and those that seem right. It just seems right, especially here in December, that Christ was born in a manger. And they call his name Jesus, which is an outright lie. It is deceptive to the deceptive terms that they would call on a name that they think they live by, but they're dead. And the filthy lucre preachers who will not change for the sake of making money out of the ministry. You see, I don't care whether I make any money or not. Because I don't depend on men to supply my needs. I depend on Yahweh. And if Yahweh moves on your heart to bless me, you can't do nothing about it. You're going to bless me. I had a brother. I was in need. I was behind on my radio program. And one brother in the state of Maine anonymously sent in a love offering to cover my expenses, mine and Dr. Gary's, and other who supported the Shepherd's Call. We were in the hole, and he dug us out by his generosity. You see, Yahweh supplies the needs by those he's got. But even when Christ died, he didn't have a place to be buried. The foxes were all over on the desert, like the prophets were as foxes, and yet the Messiah had no place to lay his head. You think that he borrowed the grave of the rich? Yes, that was a great supply for him by a rich man called Joseph. Oh, isn't that very fitting that the son of Joseph, the Ephraimite Joseph, revelation of the genealogy of the star gods, would provide him a place to be buried, and he wouldn't have to beg, borrow, or steal, but he was given to him out of the righteous heart of Joseph of Arimathea. Oh, what a blessing, what a great blessing, because this Joseph was a descendant of Ephraim, as was Christ, as was the Messiah, when he came from the bloodline of David, as was David, and we're going to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, and we challenge anybody to prove it different. David was an Ephraimite, the birthright son was an Ephraimite. He had to be to fulfill the royal law. And the royal blood of the star gods was in force as we look into the book of Genesis, chapter 18, for the covenant promise. My, I'm not going to have time to even turn out the introduction. I'm just barely through the introduction of my message. And my time is almost gone. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for me. I need your help. I need you to stand by me. And I need you to hold my hands up to preach this gospel. I need more radio time. And I beg and appeal to those Joseph of Arimathea's that could send me a love offering of substantial size. If the Father has blessed you, if I'm talking to anyone that is a millionaire, yet I find that those nickel and dime boys and girls that support the gospel, there's enough of them to keep my voice on the radio. Thankfully, for several years, along with the efforts of many, Dr. Gary, and many of those that support us, and I don't give their names out for reasons of their own choosing, or instead of taking up time to glorify those that support the Shepherd's Call, I would like to say thank you for your contributions to our ministry, but Yahweh knows who you are, and you will not lose your reward, any of your poor. You work day by day, your hand labors, and you support the Shepherd's Call with your tithes and offerings. And I'm graciously thankful. I do appreciate it, But let me show you here in the book of Genesis, chapter 18. And they, the angelic beings, the three men that walked into the lap of Abram at this time, on the plains of Mamre, where he was sitting under a oak tree, and he ran into the tent and said unto Sarah in the tent, it was in the tent, and Abraham, who had met them, after that he had ran into her, took a tender calf, oh, what a revelation that is, and gave it to the young man, and he hastened to prepare it, and he took buttered milk of the calf which he had prepared, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate. And Yahweh said unto him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken and advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Think about this. Therefore, Sarah writhed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure from my master being old also? And Yahweh said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child when I'm old? Is there anything too hard for Yahweh? At the appointed time, now listen to this, at the appointed time, I will return to Sarah according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a child. Now, why did he promise that he would return to Sarah? Well, we're going to find out in the book of Genesis chapter 1 as we look at the descending star kings and the bloodline of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing as we go through the genealogy. I can't wait to get into part 2 and part 3. I've got a series on the royal blood. 8 hours of this, and I didn't even scratch the surface of the revelation that's written in the Bible that can be proved beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt that the Messiah came from the bloodline of his father. And that all these descendants were a bloodline of the father before Christ. Now listen to me here. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did for Sarah as he had spoken. Now what did he do? Well, we know she got pregnant. Was this also an immaculate conception? Was Yahweh the reason that Sarah, in her old and stricken age, Abraham and her both, old and stricken beyond the ability to childbear, and was noted by both of them? That's literally why the son or the offspring was called Isaac. And Yahweh even named the son that came from the womb of Sarah. They call his name Isaac. And in Isaac, not in Abraham, listen to me well. Everybody claims Abraham's father. Well, the Jews in 8 chapter 39, first they said Abraham's our father. Well, Christ didn't deny that. He said, I know that Abraham's your father, but you seek to tell me this did not Abraham. Here's proven that Abraham was entreated, and Sarah was entreated of Yahweh, and she conceived. Entreated and conceived? What does that word mean? Well, if you go into the Hebrew meanings, you might have a little bit more understanding that this birth was caused by Yahweh. Was this an offspring of Yahweh? Was Isaac literally the son of Yahweh? Was he a star king? I believe so. Well, that brings up an interesting adventure as we go on into next week. The process of the star king bloodline, downline, where we get from Isaac and the covenant keeping ability of the overseer, the great I am, as he watched jealously for his bloodline and chose who he would to accept or to inherit those things prepared for them from the foundation of the world. And Satan is not included, and neither is the fallen angels. as they are excluded from the covenant promises of inheritance because they do not have eternal life. Now, I'm going to surprise you with this statement. Angelic beings are not eternal beings. Yahweh himself has no beginning, and he has no end. That would make him an eternal being. Well, did you know that according to the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16, I, the Messiah, Jesus in the English Bible, Yahweh Shua, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the ecclesia. I am the root and the offspring of David. Now, did you just catch that? Of the royal king bloodline? I am the offspring of David, but I am the root. That means that he progenitored the bloodline of David and zealously guarded it down through the generations to bring into being the star kings. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are a being with your name on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, you are not a temporary or a created being. You are an eternal being experiencing a temporary visit to the flesh in the third dimension, but you, as an eternal being, and there won't be none going back except those who came from, no man is ascended into heaven, says he which is in heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So he visited, and he brought many sons into glory, and these are the eternal beings. Angels are created beings. They have a beginning. Thus they can have an end. The eternal beings, Yahweh himself being the bloodline progenitor of a special race of beings in the earth. Oh my, how my heart thrills, how it pounds in my chest as I explode in wanting to exclaim in exclamation form and praise the power and the knowledge and the wisdom that the Father declared the end from the very beginning. The end of what? If you have no end and no beginning, he didn't declare it unto them that have no end or no beginning. He only declared it to them who were created to have an end. If you're created, you have a beginning. And if you have a beginning, you can necessarily have an end, if so be that the Father judges you. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Know ye not that you are eternal beings, and you will be judging the very angels that have caused all this turmoil and all of this adulterated bloodline in the earth, as Satan has warred with the seed of Yah, or the seed of the woman. And Yahweh has fought back valiantly to uphold the integrity of his bloodline, and nothing shall by any means defile, because it is zealously guarded. I'm going to pick up here in chapter 21, next Sunday night, the part two message of the Star Kings from the fifth dimension. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to encourage you tonight to support our ministry. If you would like to call me tonight after the broadcast, you can do so. I'll be trust tonight that the radio broadcast is coming in clear channel tonight on WWCR 5070 around the world, on wherever you're listening to our replays around the world, WWCR Shortwave Radio. Glad to have you aboard. Now, call me, area code 423-626-2178. There's a lot of things that I can't reveal publicly on the radio. I'm restricted, and there's a lot of times that I can't even reveal some of the things in our public meetings where we're at. That's why that when I teach one-on-one, I can recognize the ability of the meat eaters or the milk drinkers. And so therefore, through discernment of the spirit, I can tell whether someone is worthy of the meat or whether they need to stay on the milk. And that's why that I selectively choose by the discernment of the spirit to those that call me. Now, if you want to call me, area code 423-626-2172. and you can do so tonight after the broadcast. Call me up immediately. Now, if you can't get through, the line's busy, and you get a voicemail, leave your message. I'll call you back on my nickel and tell me or indicate to me when it would be the best time to call. Don't take up a lot of our space on our voicemail. Just leave your name and telephone number, and I'll call you back. Now, if you are fortunate enough to talk to me tonight, we'll talk about these issues, and we could go into, if we have time, a lot of time we don't have time to carry on the conversation. So just, if you call it, just give me your name and number and your address, or if you'd like, of the series that we're doing on the birthplace and the birth time series. This is a part three of the series. We'll do part four. It'll be a four or five part. Probably we'll do 2 more hours on the birth line or the genealogy downline of the Star Kings. I find it fascinating myself. I hope you do. And I hope you've enjoyed tonight's message. And I hope that you've been inspired to check out your genealogy, birth line, pedigree. If you want to know, if you're an eternal being, you must search the scriptures and ask and see and ask for the old path. I've sent my testimony to you that I am the root of David. That means he progenitored the bloodline of David. And I'm going to prove it to you that the Almighty Yahweh, the Star King, the exclusive Star King of truth and righteousness and grace and mercy. Now, the other Star Kings that fail, they progenitor bloodlines that are in the earth and will be cut off without mercy when the time comes to separate the sheep from the goats. And you can believe that only those eternal beings that were with him in the beginning will go back with him in the end, and your name will be searched in the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, eternal beings versus those of temporary having experience because they've been cut off by the covenant curse of Yahweh. Now, if you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Again, first time listeners, write Pastor Buddy. All you have to do is write my name, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And I'll be looking for your letter in the mail. I will respond. And if you like the series, indicate that you would like this special series tonight on the Star Kings. And I will send you the 5-part series in a first-class mail package. We don't send it bulk. We send it first class. And if you'd like to have this series, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, let me tell you something about the exciting news that Dr. Gary and myself are involved in. And if you have heart trouble, if you have diabetes, if you're in first, second, or third stage, it doesn't matter. If you've had a heart operation, it doesn't matter. It's not too late to correct the problem. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we came from the earth. And at the seventh day creation, Adam was outside that seventh day creation. In the eighth day, he was created from the dust of the earth. Now, it needs minerals to have a good, sound body. And I would that you, above all things, prosper in health, even as your soul prospering. So you can be in good health. The Father's not willing that you be sick. So if you got this information, you write or call Pastor Buddy or call Dr. Gary. Toll-free. This is a toll-free number between the time of 9 and 5 every day, every weekday, 5 days a week, 1-877-289-7439. Amazing information. We've got people that are taking this product that we offer. It is a regimen of vitamins and minerals that is second to none. I have never seen anything like this. The testimonies and the cures that, and I shouldn't say cure because, you know, the FDA doesn't want me to acknowledge that there's even cures say they want a doctor and give you pharmaceutical processes. But if you would like to get healthy and feel good, then write Pastor Buddy or call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. We'll hook you up. Send you the information. Dr. Gary is very thorough in sending you out this information. And if you need my help, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Ladies and gentlemen, the old time on the wall is to say, we got to go. Remember, next Sunday night, the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, I'll be back with the second part of Star Kings from the Fifth Dimension. God bless you.